An upcoming fundraiser for First Call for Help is going to pair you up with some area chefs. Laura Show from First Call for Help talks to us a little bit about this upcoming fundraiser on this episode of the Post Podcast.
It's really exciting for us. It's something that is really new and unique for us. It is called the Chef's Cuisine. About everybody I know either likes to cook or they like to eat. And some of them like to do both, so that makes it pretty exciting. This is a fundraiser that we're doing for our First Step housing program, which for some of you who may not be sure what that is, as we're speaking, Paul Wurtenberger's construction crew has been working really hard on getting this these four-unit housings built in our in the back of our building. And it'll be like four different apartments for people in Ellis County who have been struggling with homelessness. And they can live there for up to 6 months. And during that time, we will help them find employment and then also a place of their own to live. And so it makes it kind of nice because during that time, they'll be able to save money and they'll go through some classes as far as budgeting and learning how to deal with renting a property that is more stable for them and that type of thing. So in the process, we are working on this fundraiser to help raise some more funds for it. And it's called Chef's Cuisine, like I said. And what it is we're going to have three different dates that you can either join all three dates or you can just pick one session or two sessions. It's up to you. Each session runs $15 or you can do all three for $40. And the cool thing right now is that the funds will be doubled. So even though you're only paying $15, it'll look like you're paying $30 because the Schmidt Foundation has been so graciously giving us doubling the funds for the fundraisers and the money that comes in through June 30th. And so anything up to $50,000, we can double.
Wow.
So that's a lot of money. And we're excited about that. And it's going to a great cause for Ellis County. So this fundraiser, I've actually teamed up with some different chefs in town. Originally on June 2nd was the first date, which is next Wednesday. And we were supposed to do it at Hickox, but, they had some changes going on. And so, he was not able to do it now. So I've been looking for someone else. And, I was hoping to have the guy from Sakatumi, the chef from there, is thinking about it and was going to let me know today. So
would be cool.
We were trying to get together yesterday, but when the storm hit, you know, everybody was kind of scattered on what they were doing. So
So
I'm not really sure on June 2nd, but we should have someone. And if you sign up for that date, I will definitely let you know where it's going to be if for some reason he can't do it. So on June 12th, Kevin Reed and Margaret DePizzi will be cooking at Chartwell's. He is one of the executive chefs for Chartwell's. And so I know they always have great food for all the Fort Hays events and different things going on in town.
Oh, absolutely. And you probably, if you live in Hays, I would imagine you've had Chartwell's at least once and didn't even realize it because they cater so many things, not just on campus.
That's absolutely true. In fact, they were just talking about all the summer camps that they were doing food for. And how busy they were with that. And then on June 16th, Chef Manuel from Gela's will be cooking for us. And so how this is going to work is I will have some video production students from Dan Ballman's class. Tyler Salida and Ryan Schuckman are going to come and they will film the chefs actually preparing a main dish, a side dish, and or dessert. And so you will be able to enjoy watching those chefs. They will be sharing the recipe to what they're making. So you're welcome to make the meal yourself. And just to give you an example of what Chartwell's will be cooking, they're going to be doing a chicken parmigiana with roasted garlic cappellini, spring salad with scotch vinaigrette, and he was also going to talk about some other types of vinaigrettes you can make. He had talked about a strawberry vanilla bean, so I'm kind of curious to see what that's like. Mm-hmm. And then a creme brulee with sponge sugar. So I think it's kind of cool that you could actually turn these recipes into your own and excite your friends with your knowledge of some of the different things that the chefs do to prepare the food and things like that. The cooking demonstration will last about 60 minutes. I have told some if they need to go a little longer, they might, but it would not be any more than 90 minutes. And you can always check our Facebook page for more information, or you can call Laura S. at First Call for Help, and I'd be glad to give you more information or help you register. To register, all you have to do is call our office, and we can get you registered over the phone. And you can either bring a check in or bring cash in, or you can pay online. And if you go to our Facebook page, it shows you on our flyer exactly what to do to pay online if you're wanting to use like a credit or debit card. So did you have any questions as far as...
So I think maybe we want to clear one thing up here, and because I'm a little confused on it. So they could watch these at any time. It's not a set like event, you know, like 6 p.m. on June 1st, if the first one goes through. It's an on your own kind of deal.
Well, originally I wanted to let the people and the chefs do the film, do the live presentation so that the people registering for it could watch it as it's happening. But the problem we ran into is that the time that's convenient for the chefs, which is any time like between 2 and 4, is basically when a lot of people are working.
Right.
So we decided that possibly we would just go ahead and film them. And then that same day, I will be sending the links out to everyone who's registered. So you will actually have the link to watch as much as you want or whenever you want. And that way you don't have to think, oh gosh, I've got to be available at 2 o'clock on the 12th or I'm going to miss it.
Yeah. I think that's a huge selling point because, you know, then you could do it at your leisure. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock probably wouldn't work for a lot of people, but you could watch it later on or watch it before you go to prep one of these meals, maybe over the weekend, over the holiday weekend.
Exactly. And that way you can kind of review the recipe. And Chartwell's, I know, is the only one I have that's going to be able to do it at 5:30 on, and that's on a Saturday. So that time might be convenient for people to watch, and you're welcome to jump on and actually watch it as it's happening. But it will be recorded, and it will be, you will also get the link sent to you so you won't have to worry about missing it.
Okay. And is there a deadline to sign up? I mean, I know you said you could do each of these individually, or is it just up until it goes out? Or
yeah, okay. You're welcome to sign up anytime between these dates. I would like you to go ahead and get signed up for the June 2nd one as soon as possible so that I make sure I've got your email address and all that good stuff so that we don't miss you. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and the chefs are really excited about it, and I know they're really excited to help raise money for First Step Housing as well.
Yeah, this is one of those things, I like to call it a win-win, because I mean, you guys are going to win, the chefs get to get out there and do something pretty cool, and the students too, Dan Ballman's students out at Hayes High, that's pretty neat for them to be able to do something like that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to look great on their resumes, and even these chefs, you know, they're professionals, and I know that a lot of times people don't get to see how they do their crafts. And so this will be a kind of a good time for them to show off and let us learn from them as well.
Yeah. Try to keep up, I'm sure. Anybody spending time in a professional kitchen knows that chefs usually don't, you know, they're terse, maybe is the right word. They just kind of do their thing and get out of my way.
Yes, and they're very quick at what they do. So that's why it's going to be nice for you to have the video to watch over and over again. So you'll be able to follow along with them.
Very cool. Well, Laura, maybe we want to share that contact information one more time before we go.
You can call Laura S. at First Call for Help, and the phone number is 785-623-2800, or you can also call 785-259-3811, and we can get you registered either way.
Very good. Laura, thanks so much for joining us today. What
Thank
a cool
you.
Thing, and the best of luck for you with this. You know, maybe I'll even sign up for one myself.
Sounds good. I think it's going to be a lot of fun and a great learning experience, as well as some good food to eat.